VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Typhoon Mangkhut barreled into southern China after lashing the northern Philippines Sunday with strong winds and heavy rain that left dozens dead and dozens more feared buried in a landslide. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
More than 2.4 million people have been relocated in southern China's Guangdong province to flee the massive typhoon, and nearly 50,000 fishing boats were called back to port. The gambling enclave of Macau closed casinos for the first time. Mangkhut made landfall in the Guangdong city of Taishan, packing wind speeds of 100 miles per hour. State television reported that surging waves flooded a seaside hotel. The storm also broke windows, felled trees, tall bamboo scaffolding off buildings under construction, and flooded areas with sometimes waist-high waters. I'm Karen Chamas.
Flooding in North Carolina from Tropical Depression Florence is devastating neighborhoods. Associated Press correspondent Robert Bumstead reports.
We are actually paddling through what was an auto shop, a tire shop, and on the other side a neighborhood near Jacksonville, North Carolina. The rain has stopped and the winds are calm, but the worst is definitely not over here for the people living in Jacksonville. And you can see cars underwater. Just around the corner as we pass this billboard, locals tell me that there was a National Guard convoy that was coming through this area. They say maybe four or five trucks came in, only maybe three came out. When you've got flooding this bad, even the experts don't know how to handle it.
A large American meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who had walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office reports street protests over the lack of basic services in Iraq's Basra government are escalating as the government fails to deal with the causes of the population's rising discontent. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
Iraqis living in Basra have many grievances. Since July, they have been protesting the absence of basic services, electricity and water shortages, as well as the heavy pollution and lack of jobs. The UN Human Rights Office says it is worried by the escalation of street protests in recent weeks, which in some cases have been deadly. In the first week of this month, Iraq's Ministry of Health reports at least 11 people were killed in relation to the protests.
In an unprecedented announcement Sunday, Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan promised to offer Pakistani citizenship to hundreds of thousands of Afghans born to refugee families that his country has been hosting for decades. The Pakistani Prime Minister spoke Sunday at a public event in the southern port city of Karachi. He said Afghans whose children have been raised and born in Pakistan will be granted citizenship, he said, because this is the established practice in countries around the world. A senior administration official says President Trump is likely to announce new tariffs on Chinese imports as early as Monday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
The tariffs will be on about $200 billion worth of goods, including internet tech products and other electronics, and consumer goods, including Chinese seafood, furniture, plastics, and bicycles. The Wall Street Journal reported the tariff level will probably be about 10%, far below the 25% the administration said it was considering.
Police in Zimbabwe fought with street sellers Sunday. The sellers are resisting being removed from the streets as part of the country's efforts to fight the cholera outbreak, which has claimed more than two dozen lives in the past 2 weeks. Correspondent Columbus Mavunga reports for VOA from the capital, Harare.
Those are vendors alerting each other of armed riot police and municipality officials coming to confiscate their wares Sunday in Harare. As soon as police officials leave, the vendors would resume their business. Zimbabwe's cholera outbreak has since spread to several parts of the country from its epicenter in Harare's densely populated suburbs.
Ethiopia and Eritrea signed an agreement at a meeting in Saudi Arabia Sunday, further strengthening relations between the two countries, which had been at war for more than 20 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.